95.9 The Hawk, number one for classic rock with Lauren, and we're talking to the most positive, upbeat rocker who radiates sincere gratitude with all the right attitude, Brett Michaels. How are you, Brett?
That I am doing awesome. First of all, that was the best intro ever. We just have to be together a lot more. That just got me more fired up.
Well, it is true. I mean, you just radiate positivity all the time, and if you talk to anyone who's ever been to any of your shows, that's the number one thing they say is they leave feeling better than when they went in and feeling, you know, raised up, and just, you're just a bright light. So thank you for that.
Sincerely, I appreciate you saying that. And I say this, that I feel the same way from all, I call it family, friends, fans, everyone in that building. It is, when I say it, it's with sincere gratitude. It's years of getting to be on this crazy journey and getting to do what I love, and everyone being there through thick, thin, highs, lows, medical things. And it's, you know, again, I think that back and forth, but I can guarantee fans one thing, and friends that are coming to see the show, when I hit that stage, it is absolute for real. It's raw music, real. The energy is exciting. And it's, I think that they sense that, it, not only since the beginning, but especially now, when a lot of times people get to a spot where they're like, ah, you know, I can go through this. I'm the exact opposite. I'm even more excited than ever to be playing.
Yeah, that's why we listen to music, and that's exactly what it does. It resonates, and you could feel how genuine it is. And we love supporting it because, and I love playing your music because you can tell you enjoy doing it. If you wouldn't, you wouldn't be up there doing it live for the fans. You give back more than we give, and that means everything. And these songs are used in, you know, people's milestones and part of the fiber of their life and their soundtrack. And, you know, everything you've done from with Poison as the frontman to your solo stuff to, you know, you're just, you do it all. And people need to know that, you know, you're a producer, director, entrepreneur. You're so creative with all your projects. And I know it's your birthday month. You got a lot going on. Right, you do the Party Gras 2.0 that's happening all over the country, and I love the ensemble that you put together. So tell me a little bit about that.
Absolutely. Well, again, coming in for my birthday and getting to play in Las Vegas on the, my birthday is officially March 15th, right? But March 16th, we're going to celebrate it. I'm talking, we're going big, not just the music, the party, everything that's happening that night. There's fans flying in from all over the United States, Canada, coming up from South America, people coming in from overseas. We're going to make this an incredible experience. And then with all the other stuff, you know, you're talking about being creative. It's just one of those things where I think something up, and it's like making a song. You really think about a song, it comes from an emotion. So you're grabbing it out of thin air. You're literally trying to marry the guitar chords to what you want the song to sound like, or the piano. And, you know, and that's what I tell people. Writing a song is such a healing, therapeutic thing. But then, yes, you know, whether or not it'll be a hit. And I say this, you know, when you listen to classic rock, there's a reason it's called classic, because it's classy. It's affected us for a really, really long time. Great songs that have withstood the test of time. But that comes with a reason, that there's a reason for that. And it affects our, whether it's a moment we're living in now, whether it's a nostalgic moment, whatever it is, it's all relevant.
Yes. And music, that power to heal is, you know, like describing it as a piece of art that helps people. It gets us through those rough times. And, you know, thinking about just one of your songs, like Every Rose Has Its Thorn, you know, so many versions you've done, no matter how many times you hear it, you experience different feels by how it's presented. So you have your solo version, your country version, you know, you have the duet that you did with Loretta Lynn. I mean, what an amazing experience that must have been. You got to sing with her weeks before she passed. Joe Perry's on that. I mean, just incredible, because you do get all the different emotions through the different versions.
Absolutely. And that, and like I said, it's, I wrote that song as a bittersweet moment in my life. It was heartbreaking. I set you know, fans laugh about this all the time. I'm like, I wrote that song mm-hmm. in a laundromat at a motel, not a hotel. We didn't know what an H, we didn't know there was an H in hotel. We just knew motel when we were so first funny. Traveling around on Look What the Cat Dragged In.
Yeah.
And I wrote that in the laundry room waiting for my clothes to dry. You ready for this? I convinced the band in Dallas, Texas to play a really great honky-tonk country bar. I can't make that up. And mm-hmm. we had the best night ever. And then there was heartbreak on the payphone. And my girlfriend at the time, we were positive we were in love. It wasn't working out. And I sat in my mini Winnebago and the laundromat and finished up Every Rose Has Its Thorn. It is, but it was so real to me and so emotional. And then to know that, again, you don't ever know if it's going to be a hit. That's never a given. But people just related to the song then and now, and yeah. I'm grateful for that.
I mean, it's just, yeah, I mean, that's a great story. And to your credit, you play it every time like it's the first time for our benefit. And, you know, some of us making memories, like you said before, you know, the first time some of us are rekindling or reliving the past or whatever, but it just stirs up so much. It's just so powerful, you know, all the vibrations of music. And yeah, so on True Grit, I know you have a song about your beautiful daughter Rain, and you did that with Edwin McCain, who's also opening for you at this show coming up March 16th.
First of all, thank you, Mike. I have two beautiful daughters, yes. Rain Elizabeth and Georgia Blue, and I wrote songs for both of them, and Edwin was on it and performed with me. And him, I wanted to talk about this for a minute. You talk about one of the great guys. He's one of those guys that's my buddy. We go out, we rock, we party together, rock together, hung out, went out and golfed together. One of us a lot better than the other. And let me say the better one wasn't me. I'd love to take full credit, but I did reasonably good. He was really good. But anyway, that aside, him being on stage with me, and he's going to come back up and do Every Rose Has a Thorn with me that night for my birthday celebration concert.
Awesome.
And we're just going to go out there and just really, really leave it all out there on the stage.
Oh, that is, we can't wait. That's going to be incredible. And yes, I was going to mention, you know, Unbroken is such a, you know, beautiful anthem for triumph over tragedy. And, you know, you're a survivor, and it's just awesome that you did that for your girls.
It's tough
to beat those collaborations, but are there any other you see in your future that, you know, anyone you today you'd love to play with?
So it's a great question. I'm friends with, honestly, it's why I do the Party Girl tours. I've made a lot of great friends mm-hmm. that are lifelong, forever friends. And I've got to be, you know, with everyone from Jimmy Buffett, we remade Margaritaville together, to Paul Stanley, Jimmy Page in Reno, Nevada. I mean, it was
awesome.
So many different, but I just did CMT Crossroads with one of my bestest buddies, Chris Jansen. He is a country sensation. Mm-hmm. He has the brand new number one country song. And me and him were laughing so hard before we did the show about working on our mini bikes. I mean, we both grew up the same life. You had to, you paid your dues. And we talked about,
you can buy you a boat.
You can buy me a boat. I'm telling you, he's got a great song, Good Vibes. So we're going to do one together called Nothing.
Awesome.
But a good vibe. So we're going to take Nothing But a Good Time and his song Good Vibes, and we're about to just lay it down and have a great time.
Yeah, well, that's a perfect fit. Is this your first time back since the stadium tour in Vegas?
This will be my very first time back in Las Vegas, except for some private events.
Oh, okay.
This one is going public, and it's my first time coming back. And we've been on tour, but my first time hitting there, and it's just going to be, when I say, if you're looking for that again, nothing but a good vibe night out, nothing but a good time. You come in positive, you leave more positive, mm-hmm. and the party we're going to throw there in the casino, it's going to be a great time.
Yeah, and the Virgin Hotels does such a great job with that. You'll probably have like a blackjack table with your face on it because on the felt, because that they do like all these activations in the casino. It's really cool.
They did. It's everywhere. And I just need to go on record. The world needs more of them in it because they really go out of their way to do a great job. Yeah. And not just with as an artist, but with the fans and engage people. And that's what the music community, it's the reason I'm thankful for you. We've been through the last few years, let's not lie, since that early 20s, there's been some real rough moments in there. But music and what you do has kept us relatable and relevant and kept us feeling like life had some normalcy to it. And that's the, and hope. Hope is huge. It's huge.
Yes, it is. And it is game on when you hit the stage. I know you're going to deliver an insane party. And, you know, you already talked about how we're going to feel when we leave the room. And on behalf of all the fans, too, I want to tell you thank you for the most romantic song ever. Do you know what it is? It's one of yours.
Go on. Tell me.
Talk Dirty to Me. Of course, number one.
Oh, it is. That is pure romance. That is Rock of Love written all over it.
Totally. Right, Rock of Love. That's the best. So,
it was the best train wreck, hot mess, good time. And I want to go on record. I've said this. The girls were the rock stars. I was just showing up, having a good day. The girls were rock stars. I'm still friends with most of them. And I'm going to tell you, they made... We could have probably done 40 more years of the show. No one may want to look at me, but I'm just saying we truly, that was a good time.
Yeah. Well, look what it called. Look where that led. I mean, you were the OG there. So
thank you.
Oh yeah. I want everyone, our listeners, to head to our website for links to tickets. You can get to see Bret Michaels' Party Grab birthday concert. Of course, we have a chance to win up there as well at 959thehawk.com. And tell us everything Bret Michaels we could find at BretMichaels.com.
Absolutely. You just go to BretMichaels.com just to engage. It's a music community. Have fun. You come there. If you see something you like, great. If you don't, just hang out. There's a lot of great people. We connect a lot of great people. And I just want to say, if you don't mind me taking it up a notch with you in the station, do you mind if we do something big with some winners that also get some meet and greets so we can bring them back before the show and say hello and get an awesome photo?
We would love that. We would love that.
It's on.
Okay.
Yep.
Sounds great. Thank
it's
you
happening.
For that.
So are you going to be there? Because if you are, you better be the one. Bring them back. We're going to hang out, get some great photos.
Yeah, no, I plan definitely. Thank you so much. They will go crazy to meet you. We love you. You rock our world, and we appreciate all that you do. You know, we feel young and wild and free, and it's just great. So thank
you.
Well,
it goes right back to you. So thank you, and I can't wait to see you there. And we'll treat some great listeners amazing, and we're going to make a party out of the party.
Yes, we will. Well, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for your time, but your tour ends here. No, I'm just kidding. Quote Rock and Love.
I never. I'm sorry, Bret, but your tour ends
here. Am I the only woman to say that to you? I just want to know.
No, there's been a lot.
Well, I'm more of a Celebrity Apprentice girl, so. But yeah, the big
I love you for saying that. That just made my day. Bret, thank you. We love you, but your tour ends here. Well, yes, an Apprentice was awesome, man. You want to talk? I'll leave you with this. I went in there, and we were filming Rock of Love and ready to start shooting Rock My RV, okay, where I was showing people my mechanical skills because I'm like, if your car broke down, I can help you out, right? Mm-hmm. So as we're getting ready to do this, we get the opportunity to do Apprentice, and I said, you have to do it because I need for my own soul to show people I've worked really hard at this. And you don't get lucky for this many years. You may have a first record or one hit, but to be able to get to do this, it's a lot of, you've got to put in your time and pay your dues. And that's in any business. I don't care what it is.
Master your craft.
And be grateful for it. Mm-hmm. Yep. So that was good.
Thank you so much for sharing everything. We'll see you at your big birthday gig celebrating the Bret Michaels Party Grab birthday concert Saturday, March 16th at the theater in the Virgin Hotels. It's Lauren talking with Bret Michaels. Thanks, you guys, and thanks, Bret. We'll see you. We'll see you next Saturday.
I'll see you then. Awesome, Lauren. Love you.
You too. Love you too. Bye.